All right, joining us on the phone here for 93 WIBC is Tim Maniscalco. He is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving central Indiana. You know, one of the things that's been just kind of an unfortunate byproduct of the coronavirus pandemic, Tim, has been just a lot of these scams that are popping up. And unfortunately, the coronavirus has led to businesses shutting down, which means that a lot of businesses are having going out of business sales for good. And then that leads to people wanting to buy those goods to get, you know, better deals on going out of business sales. But as you're about to explain to us, that's not always what it seems. So what can you tell us about this scam that you guys are encountering?
Yeah, like you said, there are unfortunately a lot of businesses that are going out of business and having these going out of business sales, and you know, you can get some good deals on that. But what the scammers have done is they've taken off on that, and as you're going through your Facebook, or maybe you might even get some emails, you'll see these just fantastic deals on these companies that are supposedly going out of business. They're selling things like designer clothes or expensive electronic items, and just incredible prices. Well, when you go and want to buy something from one of these websites, one of two things is going to happen. Number one, either the quality of the item that you get is not going to be what you expect. You know, if you think you're going to get a Louis Vuitton purse for, you know, $20 or something like that, it's not going to be a Louis Vuitton purse. It's not going to meet your expectations. Or you're going to give your money and you're not going to get anything in return. So these scammers basically have put up these fake websites saying they're going out of business, have these fantastic prices on these great goods, and it's really just a scam out there. So, you know, they're kind of taking off on the unfortunate part of the COVID situation here, where some businesses are forced to go out of business. So people think, hey, this is a great way to get, you know, a designer good or an expensive electronic piece of equipment for really less than market value prices out there.
And you guys have a tracker, right, online that kind of tracks all these scams as they happen. Is that right?
Yeah, this is, it's called Scam Tracker. And if you go to scamtracker.org, it's a great way to figure out what scams are going on in your area, as well as report scams. So when you go to Scam Tracker, what will happen is a big map of the United States will come up, and then you can hone right into, let's say, Central Indiana, Marion County, and you'll see all these little dots on there. And that's where consumers have reported scams, and it's updated every day. So you can go on there and look right where you live and see the scams that are going on. And these are scams that have been reported by consumers. And then if you have been scammed or attempted to be scammed, go up to the top right-hand corner, you'll see report a scam. And it just takes, maybe, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We've got a lot of drop-down menus in there where you can report the scam. And it's really a great way to keep people updated on what's going on, scams in your area. So we tell people, go on there, see what's going on. And if you've been scammed, let everybody else know through Scam Tracker at scamtracker.org.
So this might be a question, and again, I'm John Herrick with 93 WIBC, joined by Tim Maniscalco, President and CEO of the BBB Central Indiana Better Business Bureau. You know, when you look at this, this might not even be a question that you can answer, but is there a way to catch these people that are doing this and punish them? Or, you know, is it even tough to track the people that are trying to attempt to scam people because they may be overseas or using an encrypted IP address? What's kind of a way to catch them or punish them? Or is there a way to do that?
Yeah, that's the tough part about this is, and you hit it right on the head, almost all of these scams originate outside the country. So, you know, let's say you find out where that website's coming from, they're just going to shut it down, and 10 minutes later, they're going to have another website come up, and they're going to be in a country where that government is not particularly interested in, you know, cooperating with international law enforcement. So it's almost impossible to catch them. And also, when you do give them your money, that money is almost immediately sent outside the country. So it's really tough to catch them. It's really tough to get your money back because almost all of these originate outside the country, and these governments just don't cooperate internationally to try and catch these people.
Which is why prevention and making sure you avoid these scams is so important. So what do people need to do, Tim, to avoid falling victim to this scam?
Yeah, a couple of things. You know, just really try and understand where you're going to be shopping, particularly if it's online. If it's a retailer you're really not familiar with, you've not heard of before, that should be a red flag. Also, a great way to make certain that there is a good website and it's a legitimate website is up in the URL bar. You should look for the letters HTTPS, and S is the important letter there. That gives you an extra added security that that's a legitimate website. Also, a lot of times those URL bars will have the little icon of the lock up there. That's also some added security. So you should always look for HTTPS. And if there's a lock up there, that gives you some added security. And then we also always tell people you have the most security with paying with a credit card. If they ask for some sort of unusual form of payment, wire transfer money, or if they want you to pay through gift cards, those types of payments are almost impossible to track. So don't pay with money wire transfer or a gift card or anything like that. Always use your credit card. You're going to have the most protection with your credit card.
And I really want to quickly, before we end up here, I want to share a personal story that you guys sent us out in a press release. There was one person who, didn't they order $250 worth of designer clothes from where they thought they were getting it from a New York-based store, and what they got was nothing close to that. Isn't that right?
Yeah. You know, once again, these people will try and copy maybe a well-known brand or a well-known store, that type of thing, or sound like they're coming from, you know, New York or some very reputable sort of place like that. So they try and make it look like they're legitimate. So yeah, that definitely does happen. And you know, people are unfortunately easily fooled by those things.
All right. He is Tim Maniscalco, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Indiana. Tim, is there anything else maybe I forgot that you'd like to include?
Well, you can always come to bbb.org and check out Trustworthy Businesses. It's always free to the public. And if you want to report a scam or see what's going on, go to scamtracker.org. So bbb.org, scamtracker.org, all free to the public.
All right. He is Tim Maniscalco, BBB of Central Indiana, president and CEO. Tim, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.